my goodness, meet the long pigs, and she said... Well, once again, thank you for coming. Thank you for listening to all our shows. We really appreciate it because we are nothing without you. We are. Thank you very much. I mean that, honestly. Thank you. Now, you've had one for the girls. Let's have a big one for the boys. They don't come any better than this girl. She's hot. She's got the hottest lists and the hottest lips. It's the gorgeous, the beautiful. I die for her every morning. I wake up to this every morning. This is why I'm so cheerful, because when I get into work, I see Holly Hot Lips. It's... is Holly Hot Lips. Even the girls think she's beautiful, don't you, girls? I know the boys do, don't you, boys? One Holly Hot Lips. No, you've got to practice that song. I'm not having that anymore. Okay. Now, Holly, you're famous for your lists.
I am.
By the way, do I owe anybody £1,000 on your behalf last night?
No, absolutely not, darling. Are you...
Did any boy here get off with Holly last night at all?
No!
Holly, that's about like £50,000 I owe out there. Okay, you're famous for your list. Do you have a sexy list from your hot lips today?
I have the sexiest list I've ever done, Chris.
Okay, what is it, Holly?
It is Driffield High Street. Hardestry estate agents. Hawkers florist. The Buck pub. Boys Bits, the newsagent. Swilly's fish and chip shop. Thomas, the baker's. The World Tandoori. And finally, Roger Bentley's power equipment.
I mean, you know, I told you Driffield was the sexiest town in Britain. That proves it. Hull.
Yes.
Also, you're famous for many things nowadays. You know, I know you've got a big cheeker here that you've not told me about. It. And obviously you're going to leave me soon one day, no doubt.
Chris,
you are going to leave me. There's no question about it, Hull.
No.
However, there are people trying to take over your crown, aren't there?
There are, yes.
Because all week we've been auditioning for Top Totty on the radio. We've had some Top Totty in. And here they are to audition for Holly's job, should she ever leave. Yes, they're going to stick their tongues in. Bring on the three Top Totty, please. Here they are. These are genuine listeners. Give them a round of applause. People think that actually are there a few boys barking in the audience, so they're a lot of people think things we do on the radio are totally made up, but we do genuinely have listeners in, and the Top Totty came in this week. We invited them in, we auditioned them. First of all, there was Sarah. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
You came in on Tuesday.
Wednesday, was
it? Was it Wednesday? Wednesday? And you've spent the last 48 hours with us, haven't you?
We have.
Now, are we good time guys or what?
The best, absolutely the best.
What did we have on the train on the way down?
Lots of beer and champagne.
And champagne, that was just on the train. Then we got to our top hotel, because as you know, Driffield is the centre of top hotels. And you came out with us for lunch?
Lunch, tea, supper, coffee back at the hotel.
Tell us about the afternoon. Was it special for you?
It was very special. Very special.
Okay, what happened?
That's not true.
What's not true? What are you talking about?
You're lying.
What did you do yesterday afternoon?
Well, we just sort of followed you around, really.
Yeah, but where particularly did you go yesterday afternoon?
Went to a pub.
And then?
To a nightclub.
No, in between. Go on, tell everybody what you did yesterday afternoon.
We had a steamy jacuzzi and a sauna.
With who?
Just some friends.
Two particular friends?
Jamie and Justin.
Yeah! They had a sauna and a jacuzzi at the Bell Hotel with Jamie and Justin. Now, that's what you get. That's real value for money. Okay, you got a friend with you, Jane?
Jane is.
Okay, you're going to audition for Stick Your Tongue In as well?
I sure am.
Were you in that jacuzzi?
I certainly was.
Right, okay. They actually told us a story. Jamie and Justin actually told us a story that when you had a steam, right, you gave them a massage. Is that true?
It wasn't actually a massage. I'm a personal fitness trainer. Jane's in the same business as well.
Very personal.
Right. And we stretched out their muscles. They were a bit tense.
Really? So you actually found some muscles on Jamie?
Yeah.
Incredible. I think that's worth a round of applause in itself. And This is Sam here. Now, Sam, you're out of the audience today.
Yes.
Where are you from, Sam?
Doncaster.
Okay, Doncaster. So you've actually come all the way from Doncaster to be here at Driffield.
Yes, that's right.
Was it worth the trip?
Yes.
Okay. Well, now they're going to stick their tongues in, see what you think, see what you think. First of all, Sarah, has Holly got anything to worry about? Here comes Sarah.
Stick your tongue in.
Not bad. Jamie, I know this is boring for you because you've heard this all before, but just bear with us for the moment, all right? Okay. Jane.
Stick your tongue in.
It's not bad, not bad. Okay, and now we've got lovely Sam Laws, 26, from Doncaster, all the way from Doncaster. I hope it was worth it. What have you got for us?
Stick your tongue in.
That's not bad at all, really. I mean, but are they as good as Holly every morning? I mean, okay, well, all we can say is thank you and back to obscurity, I'm afraid. Go on, I'm afraid Holly's still got a job. Let's do it properly. Let's stick the tongue in.
It happens in the morning and I can't quite put my finger on it, but I want you to know. I wake up with you by my side, can't live without you though I've tried. Chris, a sexy breakfast show.
Stick your tongue in.